Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is Advent in Earthen Vessels.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. I'd like to begin with some words from one of our often sung hymns by the Jesuit composer John Foley. But first, a little footnote. You have to realize that this requires a really big act of humility on my part, because as a Dominican, to sing a song composed by a Jesuit is pretty serious business, what we call radical ecumenism. Some might even call it heresy. But I figure that a little bit of ecumenism can't be too risky, and it's Christmas season almost. So we can open the door to something new. Actually, I'm excited about this season of Advent. It's a time of joy and people meeting with one another and crossing pathways and colors and smells and bells. In our gospel today, we are told about a treasure not made of gold, a treasure that's earthen, wealth untold. We are those fragile earthen vessels, and we carry within our vessel something that's priceless. It's a free gift of God. The incarnation of the Word of God, which is the marvelous mystery that we are preparing for these days, is a gift that can't be easily explained. How do we welcome the Word made flesh into the fragile clay vessel of our limited human hearts? How do we embrace these Advent days of grace and surprise, days of expectation and joy, days of mystery and blessing? We know that Mary felt this overwhelming sense of littleness and poverty when she asked the angel, but how can this be? Haven't we all asked that question a zillion times? Lord, how did I end up in this predicament? And as long as I'm at it, where am I? What happened? What do you want me to do? Here I am, Lord, send me. Thich Nhat Hanh is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, quite elderly and rather sick now, but a man of profound spiritual insight. He has lived his whole life with an almost earth-shattering simplicity. He frequently reminds his followers that the very first spiritual practice that he was taught as a young monk in Vietnam was to breathe mindfully, to pay attention to each breath. He says the following in his book entitled Going Home, "Life is available only in the present moment. If you are distracted, if your mind is not there with your body, then you miss your appointment with life." Mindfulness helps us to be alive in the present moment. It is the capacity to live deeply every moment of our daily lives. We all know that God frequently sneaks into our daily lives through the cracks and the crevices at the most unexpected moments. In fact, every breath that we breathe sneaks into our bodies from God. It seems that something like that is what Mary experienced on that unforgettable day when the angel knocked on her door as she was pouring some olive oil and vinegar onto a salad of fresh greens. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Beloved fiancé Joseph was outside. In fact, he had just tossed a little pebble onto the roof of her family's home. It was their secret call that, as far as they knew, no one had yet discovered. That particular day changed Mary and Joseph's life forever. In fact, it changed the world. Every time Mary remembered that day, she felt rather overwhelmed by a sense of unbelievable love and compassion. This is what God's promise is all about. It's what we call grace. And grace is God's free gift. It's God's loving kindness, something like a kiss from God. When we're aware of grace, we are often led to say the word gracias, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've blessed us with. Perhaps the question that we need to ask ourselves from time to time is, am I paying attention to this grace of God, this gift? Am I awake? Am I present in the here and now? And if God knocks on the door, will I be ready? Of course, it might mean that we'll have to disconnect from our iPhones a while, and God only knows that for that to happen, we're probably going to have a minor miracle. But the angel Gabriel didn't show up in a stretched limousine so that the whole neighborhood would say, wow, cool, awesome. No, God usually visits us in simple, ordinary time, in ordinary ways. It's in regular daily life that we glimpse God's face here and now. You know, when the family's gathered around the TV watching a football game. It was most likely that kind of day when the angel Gabriel was sent to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, betrothed to a man named Joseph. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." We don't know exactly what Mary was doing that day, but we know that she was grounded and she was present, and that made a big difference. Who knows? Mary was maybe just picking a few tomatoes from her garden that day when suddenly Gabriel swooped into her life and turned everything upside down. The details are just details, though. We are here today to give thanks, for the gift of that moment of God's wild and crazy love affair with humankind. Thanks be to God, it's a story that's still being written. And you and I are part of that story.